Okay.
Good morning. Welcome to the Committee of Budget and Appropriation with a proper quorum present for business. And we're doing a joint committee meeting with Chairman Ryan.
Call the meeting of Public Works, Public Prep, please. Parks, Labor, and Transportation to order with a quorum at 10:12 a.m.
Hi, Mr. Chairman, if you want, let's do, we have plenty of joint items. Any preference, Sally?
Do anyone, Dr.
Archibald?
Yes, for first item.
All right, Doctor.
Okay. I'll put your name down.
Join us at the table if you don't mind.
So it's just a bunch of only.
That's her first experience being alone at the top of the table.
It's the top and bottom, actually. Oh,
the top, believe
it. It is the top. This is the bottom.
Okay. So I'm here in case anybody had any questions about the project that we are proposing to work with the medical center on. Just as by way of brief overview, an estimated 25% of infants in Westchester County are born to moms that, per the birth record, didn't have prenatal care at all or started in their second or third trimester. So the purpose of our project is to look and see whether or not is this a data error or is this accurate. So as a part of the project, then the medical center has agreed to be one of our partners and one of the hospitals that has the highest percentage of the late or no prenatal care data. And they've agreed to then work with us and review some of their records based on a chart review tool that we're going to be utilizing to find out, is it a data error or is this accurate? Because then we rely so much on data, so that if it's inaccurate, you know, a lot of decisions get made based on that versus, you know, if it is accurate, our focus has always been trying to promote timely prenatal care.
In the aspect, Doctor, of uninsured and underinsured is taken into account, and are the healthcare centers, I know specifically Greenberg Health Center does a lot of prenatal. Is there input going to be utilized?
Well, for the purpose of actually this project, it's literally looking at the birth hospitals where the infant was born and looking at the medical records of the birth. But definitely, you know, from the standpoint of providing prenatal care, you know, the health centers, Greenberg Health Centers, are the ones where we would refer people, you know, with no insurance or in need of a medical home if they needed prenatal care. So we're really looking to see at the end point now when we, because we're able to tap into a statewide database where it looks at then infants and whether or not the moms receive prenatal care or not. And so we're specifically looking around that and then going back to the hospital records to say, is this accurate? Or is it a recording, you know, data error where somebody didn't put in the date of prenatal care or something like that? So it's literally on that piece. But if it is something where the focus is the data is accurate and this percentage of infants really are not getting, are being born to moms without prenatal care, it will, again, our focus is going to be doing even more than we're doing already to try to promote early entry into prenatal care.
And this is a grant. $6,000.
Right, it's from a HEAL grant that Rockland County is in lead. So the different seven county regions then have a portion of the grant.
And this $6,000 is the total that would be used
for the medical center's contract. Right.
It makes sense. It's unbelievable what happens, and I've seen it firsthand. My neighborhood. I have Mr. Harkin and then Mr. Captain.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This sounds like a great project, in many ways a no-brainer. Is this $6,000 enough to cover the cost of what you need to do it correctly?
Yes, because what we had asked the hospitals is, you know, how much would it cost for you to do that? And so that's where the $45 per record came from, their all-inclusive cost. So we estimate it could be, you know, close to about 100, 130 or so records, which will end up maybe being close to maybe a third or a quarter of the overall sample of that hospital, which would be pretty good if we're able to, you know, obtain that much. So I think from a standpoint of a preliminary review, this will be very helpful to get this amount of work.
Okay, thank you. The reason I asked, just to put it on the record, is as we know, we've been in situations with the medical center where we've entered into contracts with them, And then to hear them come back and say, oh, this isn't going to cover the cost, or from our standpoint, you know, we're there holding the bag. So I just wanted to clarify that for the record. Right. But I think it's a great project.
And what we try to do, too, is focus on their work effort versus giving them X number of records they had to review for us. So hopefully then we'll be able to get a good sample from them.
Mark?
Yeah, I mean, Legislator Hark was right in terms of a no-brainer. It seems, you know, why not do this? But, you know, it may be beyond the purview of this committee, but just hearing this, it seems to me while we're assisting, you know, by approving this, we're assisting getting information from the medical center. But to get at the issue, does the Department of Health get involved, like with, you know, pediatricians? I mean, there seems to be other avenues of, you know, when one could, because even the medical center, it's the data they collect from the patient coming in as to when they started. That someone could, you know, be embarrassed about not having enough and lie to the people coming in. So the medical center locks in data that their end is already wrong. So it seems, I mean, so just, I'm not an expert here, but going back to all the pediatricians, if we want to get data on a project. This assists, certainly is a no-brainer, but it seems to me, and, you know, it's not the point today to go into that whole project, but this just seems going back to the pediatricians, the point of first entry of a, you know, someone who's prenatal care, I would think, should also be part of that process. And maybe it is, I don't know. But.
Right, because, no, it's a good point, because the data that we're looking at is the data that gets entered into the statewide perinatal data system, so that's the data that's coming from the birth record. Mm-hmm. So it's whatever gets entered into that system.
Right.
But part of what the hospital staff are going to do, they're actually going to pull the actual medical record of the infant and of the pregnant mom and use a chart review tool that we gave them to look through to say, you know, in the chart, what does it say? You know, when did they start prenatal care, and what was the process, and what was the experience, so that we make sure that whatever is in the chart, which should be what the patient would have said,
right,
is accurate and compared to what actually got entered into the database system. So we are trying to look at that overall, you know, so that if we do find that, you know, it's still inaccurate, again, it's kind of it's a pilot project, if you will, just to try to figure out if it's a data collection error at the end point.
Right. You know, would DOH also be looking at, like, the neighborhood health centers? Because I would think they would also be a source of data. I mean, the medical center is, you know, one facility. Our hospital is another facility.
I guess you were reading when I asked exactly that.
Yeah, I was. I apologize if you asked that question.
Right. Well, since the focus of this project is looking at the birth hospitals,
right,
because they're the ones then that enter the data into the birth certificates. But again, it's all a continuum, obviously, of care and where the care is.
Beyond the scope of this committee, so
yeah. And St. John's Hospital is also another hospital participating. So it's not only the medical center, but basically the medical center, St. John's, and Sound Shore were the three hospitals approached for the project, because all three had the highest percentage of moms with no or late prenatal care. But then just the medical center and St. John's have agreed to be able to participate. So that's how we did our sampling, then, looking at the birth hospital.
And I would hope, maybe I'm familiar because I do this on a daily basis, that we don't lose it in the translation. You know, there have been a lot of issues of misdiagnosis or maltreatment just because the doctor or the nurse didn't understand what the patient was complaining about or was reporting. To the language barriers that may exist. I don't know if that's one focus that you may have, but it becomes very serious. And as a matter of fact, there was a lawsuit filed in New York City about a year and a half ago where they were using maintenance people, which a lot of the maintenance people are Latino, to translate on behalf of patients, and the hospital happened to get it wrong in that sense, due to the lack of the professional translators, which is something the hospitals cannot definitely afford. Mm-hmm. But and the fact that these young mothers or mothers in general may not be sharing all the information due to certain fears.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that sensitivity is taken into account.
Right. Well, I would hope so as well, just from the standpoint of how care is delivered, you know, making sure that there should be adequate translation interpretation services, and it is a requirement that the hospitals, you know, have to provide the service. And if they don't have staff available, then there are phone systems.
Right.
You know, AT&T language lines, for example, not just Spanish, but all different
all languages
that you can tap into. So we hope that that's something that goes on a daily basis.
That's pretty much standard for hospitals now. I know
it's
you have it here, White Plains Hospital.
Right.
All right, this makes a lot of sense, and we look forward to hearing, hopefully, some positive news about what is really happening to the mother. Members, moved by Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second by Ms. Breckman. I saw Ms. Breckman first, Mr. Harkin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. We have minutes, members, for budget and appropriations. You have been able to close them.
I'm working on them now.
Okay, good. So we will continue on with the joint committee meeting, and you can make a motion whenever you're ready, Mr. Burton or any other member. Okay, continuing along, Chairman Ryan, items A58, 59, and C6 are related to the airport and from the administration. Who do we have? Oh, Commissioner.
Mr. Sally is with us. And as Mr. Alvarado indicated, we have three airport related items having to do with the rehabilitation of taxiways. Good to see you, Commissioner.
Good to be seen.
Thank you.
Hey,
Larry. Long time no see.
Absolutely. A number of us were at the airport on Saturday morning, including the commissioner who was braving the actual crash site. We got chased off.
So a lot of blood.
Anyway, it was a large emergency responder drill.
It was mock blood, right?
Yes. We couldn't afford real one.
Heinz.
I won't go there, but anyway,
all right.
Okay. Let's dive into these three items, Commissioner, if you will.
Sure. You have before you three pieces of legislation. We've been notified by the FAA that there are additional discretionary funds that would be available to undertake a project that we had originally scheduled for 2011, and that's the rehabilitation of taxiway L. They've notified us that they can't guarantee that we'd have funds, but we have to have the legislation in place in the event that they do come up with additional money. The same with the state. This is a $3 million project. 2.3 of it would be covered by the FAA. 2.4 would be covered by the FAA, and another $300,000 from New York State DOT. And the Airport Special Revenue Fund would provide the additional $300,000 to capitalize this entire project.
Capitalize? So we're not going to cash that $300,000, so we're going to bond for it also?
That's correct. And as we discussed at the last meeting with Legislator Williams, there are a number of projects that are coming up at the airport for which we may not be eligible for federal aid, so we want to continue to bank that money that we'll be able to undertake those projects.
Right. We went over that. Members, any of the three items related?
Yes. Just to clarify, then. Good morning, Commissioner. This is all just existing taxiways that reach the end of their useful life.
That's correct.
And we're not.
We have done
widening so. Any, extending any. It's just useful life.
Replacement in kind. We have done some emergency repairs this year. We had to because there were some areas that were beginning to spall. So we did do about $50,000 worth of emergency repairs. But it really needs to be replaced at this point in time.
And you're using LED lighting with the new lights you're putting in?
Correct.
Have you well decided at that point? Then now this lighting, I assume, is in the ground. I mean, it's on the lights are
yeah,
on.
Correct.
The well, I'm super. Okay, it's fine.
All right. If there are no other questions or comments, a motion is in order for budget and appropriation.
And a motion for public.
So move for budget and appropriation.
Second for budget.
So move for public works.
One second, Mr. Burroughs. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor, both committees?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That vote is then for all three of the,
or all the three of the discussed items.
The amendment, the IMA, and the bond act.
Commissioner, communicate with the chairman on those items. We still have a chance of getting them in Monday morning. I will be away, but I should be here by Monday. The items on the corridor, on the Central Avenue corridor that are pending, see if you can inject yourself between the administration and Chairman Jenkins to see if we can move forward those items. They're not out for discussion today, but...
They're on for a meeting this afternoon.
All right.
Public Works will have them on the agenda today. It's my intention when we meet to, after explanation, to report them out. So as far as Public Works is concerned, our work will have been completed. Transportation, our work will have been completed. Any budgetary considerations then that need to be taken up over the next few days?
Is that
4 o'clock, Bill?
Yes, sir. All right, I just wanted to bring it up that we are not ignoring the fact of the importance of this particular project, which I've heard about the last few years. All right, thanks so much for your time, Commissioner.
Good to see you, Larry.
Thank you, all right.
All right, and we have, Mr. Chairman, Bond Act Memorial Field Complex, BLA-01. And this is in the good old city of Mount Vernon. Yes. From the, do we have anybody from the administration, or is the hosting or the local legislator going to comment on this?
Carry the whole ball. Yeah.
As a member of the subcommittee of capital projects, I'm pretty sure you had a.
Yeah. Yes. This project is the oldest project in the legacy program. It has been in the county's legacy program for a number of years. We initially passed the design legislation bond act back in January of 2009. The county has entered into an IMA with the city of Mount Vernon, and which the city of Mount Vernon took over the streets already over a year ago. From the county of Westchester. And the CEQA process, the CEQA process was done by the city of Mount Vernon as the lead agency, and the full CEQA was submitted to the county's planning department. There is, on the CEQA, I think that there is no, if you look at the second to the last paragraph, there's no requirement that any action be taken since the lead agency is the city's recreation department. All of the requirements that's been met are satisfied for this legislation to move forward.
Any particular reason why nobody from the administration is here? I understand Mr. Maizano wants to be part of this conversation via telephone.
Well, I'm a little confused only because of the cover page, unless the documentation has come in. April 30th, and it's from James Robertson. It says, no action should be taken on the proposed legislation until the necessary secret documents have been received and reviewed by the board. And unless I misunderstood you, you said there was secret was attached to the fact of this? Well, I don't see it here.
Let me just comment on it. It says that...
I know Bob had his hand up, too. Maybe he's got an answer.
All right. Let's
we need a negative declaration. The law department's not in possession of them, has reviewed the documents. I think we're rushing this.
All right. Let me just refer you. I think the memorandum first says,
Bob might have the answer.
The documents are in the hands of the planning department, and they're supposed to be up here this week. So somebody from, you have Mr. Norris here, let him explain.
Well, part of the problem is this was put on like late Friday as an added starter, so that's why nobody's here. It's helpful to know at least a day or two ahead of time if you're going to have a subject on the agenda. So.
Well, Well, in any event, Bill, we're going to have a meeting at 4. I don't know as to the budget when your next meeting is. I know you guys meet a lot sooner and a lot more often than we do. So if we need that information, I think we're just rushing this a little too fast.
Mr. Chairman, I have been trying to get that CCOR up here for the last 3 days. I actually delivered it to the planning department. I told them that we were going to need it for this morning's meeting. Now, if they didn't relay that information to the ninth floor, I can't understand.
Now, I'm not casting blame on anybody, believe me, and I know this is a very important project to Linden. I'm just saying right now I think we're a little premature on this vote. Now, I thought maybe this is dated April 30th. I thought maybe this we've gotten the information, but apparently we still don't have the information.
Well, the paragraph in the committee report, I think the second to the last paragraph, and I'll read it, it says the planning department had advised that pursuant to CEQA, the recreation that department classified this project as type 1. On December 18th, the Recreation Department issued a notice of intent to serve as lead agency circulate a part 1 full full environmental assessment form. On August 27, 2010, the Recreation Department issued a negative declaration. Since the city undertook the coordinated review and the county was included as an involved agency in accordance with CEQA, the planning department has advised that no further environmental review is required by the county.
Now, but the opinion is positive that we can move forward with this. George, are you aware of this?
I'm not the county attorney. I can't give you an opinion whether you can move forward without the CEQA.
We're hearing from the assisting chief deputy county attorney that we can't move forward without it. So why are we doing this?
What he's saying is that we can sign it out, but before it goes to
the board. Vote, right. I think that's what he's saying.
It has to be attached. Yeah. We can sign it out here.
Whatever you guys want to do at your pleasure, I'm just going to have to do it without prejudice.
Mr. Chairman, I want nothing more to support my colleague Mount Vernon, but there are certain... What I wouldn't want to see, but I've been through this in my career, and I hope this project is not controversial and no one would sue, but if this committee votes on this morning, my opinion, we're not following the law.
I agree.
We're simply not following the law. As much as I want to support it, I'm on record, I want to support it, I wouldn't want to have anything in the record that would give anybody the chance to say, you know, go start over again. It's happened too many times.
Especially in the secret. Yeah.
And the county attorney is saying point blank, the county attorney, he's telling us it's in the committee report, but understand, the county attorney doesn't have possession, they haven't reviewed it, and with all due respect, if we vote on this, we're just putting ourselves at risk.
Look, I'm not going to debate you on this, but the fact of the matter is that the documents, as Bob indicated, was sitting in the planning department for more than 2 weeks.
Well, that may be true. I don't argue.
All right.
I don't argue that.
If that's the way.
The county attorney says a Friday afternoon, he didn't have it. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'm sorry. It's a tough issue.
Mr. Hart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know I support this project fully, without question, without hesitation. I fully support this. Did from the beginning, will stand up and support it on the floor.
Are you sure?
I think
once
though.
Once we see the secret document.
In deference to what my colleagues are saying, I mean, even if we did this next week, we could blue sheet it and still get it on.
I don't have a problem with. I'm not trying to rush anything through.
Because we've already approved this last year, support it.
I think that. If I may, Mr. Chairman, this is the committee that affects my district. I think I have a right to speak on it.
Okay. No, I was just going to say that I did not okay this item to come on the agenda.
And
you did not talk to me about it. So I really want to stop discussion on this item at this point, and I'm committed to is the first item on the agenda next Monday. And please, staff, if I don't okay an item to come on the agenda, don't put it on the agenda. Okay, and this is the last time I'm going to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to remove items from the agenda. I am in full support of my colleague from Mount Vernon. Absolutely, that is not the issue here. It's the issue that if I don't okay an agenda, I don't want it on the agenda. All right, stop discussion here. Goes back on the agenda. Unless you're going to talk about another item, Ms. Preckman.
I just want to say that I also represent Mount Vernon, okay? And I'm in full support of this. And it seems that we have the vote, so...
Yeah.
But
we just have to follow the law.
I think
the
bond was, I think we passed the 17-0. I don't think anybody opposed it. So I'm just reading the memo.
This item is off the agenda. So if there are any other business to come before this.
But I think Mr. Chairman, I insist on making a statement here.
Okay.
The item, as I said, I didn't place the item on the agenda. I was working through the staff to get this item, to get the documents up here. It's not the staff's fault that the documents didn't get up here. And if the documents does not get up, I mean, I would hope that it gets up by the next meeting. But it's up to this committee if the staff is not able to get that cooperation to do its job and request the documents to be sent up. Not to just say that, the documents weren't sent up. I don't have it on the agenda. Take the item off the agenda. That is not the function of a committee that's supposed to be moving legislation. Because this happens to a project in Mount Vernon now, but it will happen, and there will be issues with other projects that other people have coming through here. I just want to put that there in fairness, because I think this has been a very long, it's been a project that's been before this committee for a very long time. The city has moved on it, and there have been projects that come before this committee where this committee passed legacy projects, the county funded it, and the local community has not even met the requirements, meaning that they haven't fulfilled the affordable housing nor taking back the streets. This is a project where the city of Mount Vernon has already taken the streets back from the county over a year and has fulfilled its obligations. So I'm putting that on the record because, frankly, I am somewhat very disappointed at the fact of how this process has been moved. And I'm not one to sit back and let these things happen without speaking my mind. So I want to make sure that that's clear.
And you can speak your mind, Mr. Williams. I'm in full support of your project, and I don't think that's an issue today. The issue is the process and how items make it to this table. I have the ultimate decision what makes the agenda, and I'm not objecting to putting this item on the agenda, but I should know about it. Either you pick up the phone or whoever it is, and this is the second time it's happened, there won't be a third time, I guarantee you. This is a joint item, Chairman Ryan, and you might have okayed this, so I am not in the position to
make a motion to put it over.
Let me just say that the agenda for Public Works was put together late last week without this item on it. We were advised Friday, hoping that all of the pieces would come together. I had staff come in over the weekend to put together a new agenda. Not that we couldn't this morning bring it on for discussion and action, but I wanted to have as many people as possible aware as early as possible that the chairman of the board, not of the budget, the chairman of the board, had submitted this directly to two committees. Now I find this morning that all the parts have not come together. I'm very excited about the Memorial Field project. At the time that Mayor Young went into office and County Legislator Williams came on board, I was chairman of the board, and I made a commitment to them at the time that we would do everything possible to make sure that this was one of the highlights of our legacy program as we moved into 2009, I believe, at the time. So expecting that everything would come together this morning and finding that it hasn't, my meeting this afternoon we'll have it on the agenda, obviously, and I would hope at that time that members of the administration from planning and members of the administration representing the county executive's office, as well as our county attorney, could join us to at least give us an update as to where they are with the processing of this very important component of the package. I do not want to get into a situation where we have a good project and for some unexplained reason we have one essential item that just isn't making it to the table. So I would ask staff to make arrangements with the appropriate departmental people to be here at 4 to give us an indication as to where they are with respect to the CEQA. Other than that, it appears as though we're not ready to deal with it, at least jointly, this morning.
Motion on the minutes for budget appropriation?
Yes, so moved.
Second.
And second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion for public works?
So moved.
Yeah. No objection, public works?
I move. Key second.
Thank you, everybody.
With amendments. Well, by the way, the FIS is back attached here. So I'm not the last paragraph.
Oh, FIS is?
Yes. Yes. Second page.
Three people
or? Not the regular. Not the old folks.
Bernice, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. We meet on Thursday?
Yeah.
All right.
But look, he's all sweet. And he's going to be, you know.
Okay. If you want to be
no fine. Other thing has passed this board without you filing the
just if you can.
We give it up on Vito, right?
Yeah, Vito.
Okay. We will have accepted, but
we got Harkin. We
bring in others.
I tell him.
Yeah.
You got a song and dance.
Your town doesn't have a housing project for you.
He never has time.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different. Nothing to do with oligarch diseases.
Yeah.
What about Jose? Is he in it?
I can tell you. You got a letter.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he'll be here.
Me.
I don't know. Oh, that's right. You're all right.
Of course, the Congo, $250,000 a day. Because I was holding a approval on the environmental stuff. Yeah. And I said, you know, it was because we didn't do it right, and you sued 3 years later. I said,
yeah.
That's their note. Whatever it is, it's cheap compared to getting sued. Like the Westway, the highway, the Hudson Sound.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to avoid. Follow the rules.
That's right.
Follow the rules.
And that's why we have them.
Jimmy's saying, law doesn't have him yet. Should have said, you know,
we knew. I knew. I mean,
doesn't go to our system. Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
This is Monday.
Which is hot as it is.
Yeah. It was pretty hot. I think it was almost worse.
You gotta be careful, right?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up pouring and then I am.
No, I'm
well.
As soon as the better, if you want to take the thing is.
So we don't have any control over our spine control of the floor. They're told by the building, although unique to this floor.
Because we want to remind everybody the
oh, I see.
It's like, what is this? Turn on the heat. I turn off my machine.
Yeah.
No.